Lift your hands. Humble yourself before God. You're going to need assistance in hearing this morning. I say that you're going to need divine assistance in hearing this morning. Territories that apostolically that the Holy Spirit want to take you in. I don't know how long you've been in the body of Christ. But there are things that apostolically and prophetically that have been choked in the body of Christ. And they must be released in the people who love God. We will go into territory this morning that you cannot let what you know block you. Let me say it again. You cannot let what you already know block you. You're going to have to stay open because revelation sometimes sound simple and it sounds like you already has it or have it. But this morning, there's a grip in your identity that the Holy Spirit want to give you. It sounds so simple, you'll miss it. But it's simple for a reason. He wants you to walk in it. Now, your life can be changed this morning. Not by a man, but by a God. He wants to show you some things simplicity. There are some simple things that he wants the body of Christ to walk in now. And he won't shut all begging down. All praying 3 hours and receiving nothing. He won't shut that down. He won't, when you open your mouth, things start happening. I say, let me say it again. When you, as a child of God, open your mouth, things start happening. Everything is about to speed up. And the disrespect that this world has for the church is going to be turned around. So many powerful Christians who have been held on the back row going to begin to come out and shine like never before. Body of Christ here and all over the world, this is your moment. As a prophet of God, I prophesy over you this morning that this is your moment. To shine, to rise, to elevate, to be blessed more than ever before. I want you to raise your expectation this morning and do not let this simplicity, and complication pass you up this morning. They're going to be together. It's going to sound so simple, but it's going to be so divinely complicated that you're going to say things like you never said before. You're going to go places that you've never been for. First in the spirit, then he's going to take your places physically. How many of y'all ready for it? So I need you to flow. I need you to know that I'm not ministering as a pastor, but as an apostle and a prophet. So therefore, it's not just your listening, it's my impartation. There's some things going to be imparted to you this morning because you're God's child. You understand that? Matter of fact, I want to say this is one of the best moments in our lives. Jesus was not a complicated preacher. He said what he had to say. But it happened when he said it. I don't mind putting saying what they had to say, but I want it to happen. And so sit down. Let's get to our expectation. God, thank you so much. Turn to Ephesians 4 for a foundational setting for this type of ministry we're going to go through this morning. Ephesians 4, verse 11 is the backdrop of all that God want to say to us. And he gave some apostles and some prophets, some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting, my goodness, of the saints, maturing of the saints, you see, that the saints know they can handle themselves, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. And then verse 13 says, till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the full, wow, the fullness of Christ. You see that? Yes. And then I love verse 14, that we henceforth be no more children. Look at that next word, tossed. And I tell you, your tossing days are over. Wait a minute, I'm going to add something to it. And your toiling days are over. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the, look who is by, the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, which they, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him, grow up in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supply, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, make it increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Now, as an apostle of Jesus Christ, that's one of the most matured area in the Bible right there. Now, turn to Exodus. Chapter 3. Prior to reading, I want to say something to you. You're going to have to move from the point of who am I to I am. You can't be messing around in the territory now as a Christian trying to find out who you are. So here we have in this text, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. Well, let's look at verse 10. Because written in my Bible, Moses called. There's a calling on your life, right? How many of y'all got a calling on your life? All right. Moses called. He said in the 10th verse, come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh, that thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of Egypt. I'm sending you to bring them out. You didn't take the power to do that. And Moses said unto God, here we go. I want you to underline this, because you can never come into a situation and ask this question. Who am I? Who am I? You got to know who you are. We're going to deal with your I am identity again this morning. But you have Moses, God says, I'm going to send you. And then Moses said in the 11th verse, and Moses said to God, who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And he said, certainly, I will be with thee. And this shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth, look at what he said in verse 12. When thou has brought forth the people out of Egypt, God said, we're not guessing about this. Look what he said. He talked about, when thou has brought forth the people out of Egypt. In other words, God said, nothing I say don't come to pass. You just shut up and listen to me. Don't be afraid. The Bible said, God has not given us a spirit of fear, but love, power, and a sound mind. We've got to operate in that. 12 verse, he said, certainly I'll be with thee, and shall be a token unto thee that I have sent thee when thou brought forth the people out of Egypt. You shall serve God upon this mountain. And Moses said, 13th verse, unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, and shall say unto them, the God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? Do you know your name? Do you really know your name? Problems and situations and move you have to make in life. Do you really know your name? That's what the Lord wants you to know, your name. And your name is two prophetic words. I am. Think about your prayer life. Think about your situation that come in your life, problem that tries to come in your life. But you walking around with the identity of I am. I am. I'm not trying to be. But God has given me, we're going to see in the scripture, God has given me the same identity he gave Jesus. I am was the power of Jesus' ministry. I am is given to every Christian, but you got to know how to wear it. The body of Christ have not been wearing the I am identity. We have so-called revelation, but those revelation apostolically are not functioning properly without the I am identity. Here Moses got afraid, and he's going to say something more powerful to Moses than the most powerful words that have ever come out of God's mouth. Going to be revealed and released and imparted to you this morning. Your prayer life will change if you let it. But you know, somebody's been in church 25 or 30 years, so therefore we got it. But you got to always be open for another level in the spirit. Another depth in the spirit. And these common, simple words, I am, can cause your prayer to function supernatural. Pray about it, get up and walk away. Got this. It's done. See, I am mean it's done. It's already mine. Nobody can block me. Nobody can stop me. Because my sisters and brothers, everything's already yours. We're not beggars, we're takers. But you have to understand your I am-ness, that identity that caused Jesus' ministry to flourish all the time. Because Jesus knew he was I am. And the body of Christ need to be trained. They want us to be humble, stupid, and not know who we really are. They want us to relate to psychology, relate to iPads and computers. No, I am. I'm a functioning member of the body of Christ. I am supernatural. I speak supernatural words. I pray supernatural prayer. I hold, when you talk to me, I hold supernatural conversation. You're not talking to a regular person when you talk to me. Talk to me here. You have to understand that. Because you're a child of God, anybody meets you, they're not talking to a regular person. So I hear the Spirit of God saying to us this morning, it's time to stop being regular. Recognize who you are and have a revelation of the power that is on the inside of you, ready to come out in every situation. Say, I am three times. That make you, listen, don't get scared, synonymous with God. God have placed you in an equal position with him to represent him in the earth realm. Every step you take is a God step. Every word you speak is a God word. I am is your divine line. I want to take you off of I Will Street this morning. Now, if you let me impart this morning, it's going to be powerful. But you got to be ready to go to another level. I am. It's not humble to be stupid. You got to take what is rightfully yours and walk in it. Are you hearing me? Yes, sir. I am Satan master.
I am.
Demons have to obey me. I am is the very nature of God that he has given you to walk in. Nothing can turn you down. Nothing can hold you down. Look at the 13th verse. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel, what should I say unto them? The God of your father have sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? What should I say to this problem I'm dealing with right now? What should I say to my next promotion? What should I say to that scripture I read and meditated when I get through meditating? What should I say to that scripture? I am. Come on now. What should I say to that problem I'm dealing with right now? Every now and then, every Christian should say, I am free. From sickness, from disease, from lack. There are going to be some I am deliverance up in here this morning. Every problem that in this house and online around the world going to have to face an I am identity this morning. I am out. I am well. I am free, I am blessed, I'm anointed, I'm happy, I'm full of joy, I'm in victory. I'm not leaving here no sorrow, I'm not leaving here no pain, I'm not leaving here no lack. Everything about to fill up in my life. Talk to me up in here, somebody. Everything about to fill up, everything. My joy tank is getting full. My peace tank is getting full. My understanding tank is getting full. My wisdom tank is running over. Every cup in my life right now is running over.
Receive your season.
Y'all gonna say that. I am out. It's so powerful. It's so powerful. Listen to this. Listen. I'm out of Satan reach. When Satan reached for me, he's putting his hand in blood. I'm covered by the blood of Jesus. Say it, say it.
My, get ready for this. My worrying days are over. For I walk by faith. So what I see don't determine how I come out. Maybe see it. We got two more scriptures we got to read. Write this down for a subject. Releasing the I am identity in the body of Christ apostolically. So it's not a pastoral message. The Lord trying to move you to Ephesians 4:11 through 16. Releasing the I am identity in the body of Christ apostolically. In other words, not just teaching it, but imparting it to you. Not just teaching it, but wearing it before you. See, I'm wearing the I am identity. Therefore, all traffic in my life is blessed because I know how to change everything. Now look what he said to this boy in verse 14. But let him not just say, let's not take the Bible historically. He gave us the Holy Spirit to reveal a mystery to us. Not history. Not just what Abraham did. What's your name? Say your name. What you do? There's some mystery power that you'll miss if you're only always talking about Abraham and Isaac and Jacob. Thank God for them. But I'm not Abraham. I'm Leroy. So I got to get in the spirit where I can talk about Leroy. I had a fight last week and I won. See, write this down. I am is the revealed mystery of your victory. I am is the revealed mystery of your victory. In other words, there's nothing after this day can come in your life can hold you back from your victory. Because what you're going to speak to that situation when it looks like it's getting rough and you're feeling bad and look like the phone calls are wrong, you stand on your feet and say, I am. Now, don't get afraid of me now. Don't get afraid. I'm going to say something, and it's not in violation of God, but the statement I'm going to say is, I am God. See, y'all got scared. I mean the content of God on the inside of me. I mean God made me like him. If I obey him, if you're willing and obedient, you should eat the good of the land, see? Stagnation of being who you really are is the problem with religion and the problem with denomination and the problem with the church at large. They got you stagnant. You're going too far now. How much is too far? If you're led by the Spirit. As many as led by the Spirit, what do you say? Sons of God. We cannot be, my brothers and sisters, we cannot be intimidated of our position God has put us in. Woo! Wait a minute, my brother. Someone said, we cannot be intimidated of the position that God has placed us in. Yeah, weakness, shortcoming. You got it? Because you got this body. And you got this mind that are not born again. So he know you got this weakness, but you also have this strength. What the Bible said, greater is he that's in me. Say it, greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Some of y'all don't even want to say it. I'm trying to get something in you. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Some of y'all never said that before. You're scared to say it now. But when you say words like that, you put the devil on his knees. You got to know who you are. You got to know who you are, because the greater one lives on the inside of me. I am free. Jesus said, John 8:32, you shall what? Know the truth. What the truth will do? Satan don't want you to know this truth of your I am identity. I'm going to show it to you in the scripture in a few minutes. You're not going to even be able to deny it. All the lies you're hearing right now while I'm talking are going to be shut down when I show you the next scripture. In this, sit down, in this 14th verse, I'm about to ask a question now. Was God or is God just talking to Moses? Who else is he talking to? Some of y'all ain't said nothing. Y'all ain't gonna get it. Y'all ain't gonna get it. Y'all are too religious. Who are you talking to?
Me.
You don't know. If your body and your mind hear you saying that, they're going to get lined up. That's what I'm trying to get you. You got to get your body and your mind lined up, because they won't be normal. Or they won't be demonical. Your body and your mind, they want to be normal. They'll be demonical. You got to get them in order. You got to run them by your spirit. See, you I am in your spirit. Oh, hallelujah. You're not I am in your body. You're not I am in your mind. So you got to transfer out of your spirit the I amness that is in your spirit to your soul and to your mind. Come on, church. Come on, church. Don't hold me down this morning. That's a supernatural revelation. You take the I am that's in your spirit, transfer it to your mind, transfer it to your senses, transfer it to your body, transfer it to your situation. You got to tell your mind, shut up, I am. You got to tell a feeling that coming in your body trying to hurt you, shut up, I am. You got to move I am in your soul, and I am in, oh my goodness, I am in your body. I am in your situation. I am in your house. I am in your car. I am everywhere you go. This is, I want you to say this with me. And don't say it if you don't want to say it. I am supernatural.
I am supernatural.
Now tell me what problem gonna be able to stay in the same room with you because you're saying I am supernatural. And you're not lying. You are. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, you're a new creature. God, move on the inside. All of your problem, all of your shortcoming left you this morning. That person that you thought been holding you back or holding you down, goodbye. In other words, and what I'm saying here is bye-bye world, you can't rule me no more. Situation can't rule me anymore because I am. And then God said to Moses, I am that I am. Thus shall you say unto the children of Israel, I am have sent me unto you. Do you believe that he's saying that to us too?
Yes.
Huh? Now, I talked about the I am anointing, but the Holy Spirit, when I was praying, he said, I want you to talk to him about the I am identity. Wearing the I am. Now, listen, the large part of the church don't have no idea about this. See, we in Ephesians 4:11-16. A large part of the body of Christ. Didn't you? Oh, they're hearing good sermon, and they're dancing and running. But there's an elevation here. There's an apostolic setting here now that you're walking in the realm of the apostolic. You're not just walking in the realm of a pastor or a teacher or evangelist. Now you're going to begin to walk in the realm of the apostolic. Sit down. I'll give you my introduction in a few minutes. All right, turn to Galatians chapter 2. Here we go. Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. Somebody ought to be jiggling now, man. You can't deny this revelation. You're not gonna be able to deny the revelation of your I am lifestyle, not in this voice. See, make this in your note. I am is about ownership. I am doesn't mean I'm trying to get something. I am mean I'm about to take something. Praying, taking prayer. Praying, taking prayer. Not begging prayer. Taking what is right for yours. God said, I can't get it to you if you don't take it. You got to take it. I give it to you, but you got to take it. You got to make it happen. Your faith got to make it happen. You got to know, I am. You got to stop begging and breaking through. Stop begging and start breaking through. Start taking your ownership. Now listen very carefully what I'm about to say. Stop trying to make it, take it. You're trying to make it through prayer. You're trying to make it through reading 19 scriptures. No, when you read the scripture, take it. You're not supposed to make it. You're supposed to take it. You designed to take it. It's already made. Your victory is already made. Your triumph is already made. You understand? Take it. Say it. Talk to them back. Say, take it. Behold, I give you power to tread upon serpent and scorpion, and the power of the enemy shall do you no harm. Take it. Stop begging for your healing. Stop begging for your blessing. Take it. It's rightfully yours. It's yours now. Take it. Look at somebody and tell them, take it. You don't have to make it. It's already made. Take it. All the victories you lead in your life is already made with your name on it. Take it. You know what kind of anointing you picking up here right here this morning? Huh? The next time you pray, you know what you're going to be doing? Taking it. Next time you confess, you know what you're going to be doing? Taking it. It's time to take it. Tell three people it's time to take it. Listen, listen to this line. Listen to this line. It's time to take what God has already provided for us through the Lord Jesus Christ. It's already paid for. Take it. Take your healing. Take your abundance. Take your wealth. Take your long, satisfied life. Don't even think about dying. Let dying take care of itself. Sit down. What the Lord is doing is releasing your I am identity. And he's also showing you how to use it. Very few in the body of Christ know this. Oh, they know the scripture. But the reality of it. The reality of oh yeah, Lord. The authority that you have as a child of God. Once you learn that authority, you don't want sin. It's too good to mess around with that. And no woman looked that good for me to mess up on my wife. Get your pretty self out of my face. You ain't messing my life up. I'm anointed. I'm not going to let sex take the place of I am. Y'all don't want me to preach up in here. Now, this is the most beautiful lesson on I am in Galatians 2:20. I am crucified with Christ. Look what it said next. Now that's resurrection. So I'm crucified and resurrected with Christ and ascended with Christ, and I'm seated now. In heavenly places, in Christ Jesus. So when I say I am, is heaven talking to you? I am set me in the seat next to Christ in glory. When I say I am, I'm seated with Christ. I hear the Lord saying to tell you now, all your problems are defeated this morning. Everybody against you better back up. They don't have no idea who they're messing with. A person walking in their I am identity. Online, around the world, every problem is solved this morning. Every problem. I feel an anointing, boy. Everything's solved. Look at somebody and tell them everything's solved. You imagine, this is what the Spirit of God bringing me now. You imagine a person having the revelation of I am and saying, I am in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Your I am-ness bring you on the same spiritual power as the name of Jesus. Y'all, I'm gonna go down and preach another level to y'all. Your I am-ness puts you in the same position and the same power of the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus is I am name. See, Jesus knew that. And that's why he never lost a battle. Every person he ministered got healed. It's supposed, the same thing supposed to be happening with you. Had a man, my wife and I were sitting on the porch. We got two big rockers sitting on the porch. We got a beautiful home God gave us. And we're sitting there. And I got 6 lions sitting in my yard. And the man passed by 2 or 3 times. Then he come in and he's sweating. He said, "Sir, I want to ask you something. How all this happen?" Watch what happened. I want you to see what happened. This is what's supposed to happen. He said, I was sitting on the porch and he was out in the highway outside my fence. And so I said, "Talking a lot, I can't hear you." He said, how you do this? What is this? What kind of life?" I said, "Are you born again?" He said, "No, sir." I said, "Well, I'm coming out there." And I went down, I didn't look him straight in the eye and got him born again. The house drew him. He said, "I can't understand. How you accomplish this?" I said, "Seed time and harvest." Yeah. Now, I'll tell them, Holy Spirit. I'm going to tell them. I'm sure we're going to tell them. I'm going to tell them. You're more than you think you are. You hear me? I said, because you're a child of God, you are more than you think you are. Stop thinking small about yourself. Stop letting other people tell you who you are. Walk by faith, not by sight. Walk in the spirit and not in the flesh. Read this verse with me. Verse 20. Ready? "I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." I want you to notice and mark in your Bible how many times I is in that verse. How many times I is in that verse? And look in verse 21. Every time you feel like a failure, you're frustrating the grace of God. Every time you think you have lost the battle, you're frustrating the grace of God. Every time you thought or think that your prayer is not answered, you're frustrating the grace of God. Every time you think you can't get healed because the doctor say he can't do no more, you're frustrating the grace of God. You're always standing on the porch of a miracle. I need two people to help me in here. I said, you're always standing on the porch of a miracle. From this day forward, you're always going to be standing on the porch of a miracle. Because you know I am. Lord, that time passed this morning. Sit down. It's 45 minutes. Jesus Christ. Turn to John 14. Just like Apostle Thompson is training you of the I am aspect of your life, in which some of y'all thought y'all knew. Oh, you're getting quiet up in here. Online, somebody fell out. What happened? No, you better take a hold of this. This is apostolically, this is prophetically, this is being imparted to you. I'm not teaching. Y'all had a bunch of teaching. I'm not teaching. I'm releasing. Something got on you up in here this morning. Whether you like it or not, you up in here. Something got on you. Your prayer going to be different. Your words going to be different. Your life going to be different. Yeah. One demon hunts another demon. Say, I ain't going to be in a mess with her no more. Because if I mess with her, she's going to whoop my tail. That man done told her she got an I am identity. Her words are going to be like Jesus' word coming out of her mouth. She's going to speak in the same power that Jesus spoke in. Sit down. Let me try to get these 15 minutes, get all I can, get in there. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Anybody up in here happy with me? I'm happy. I'm set free up in here this morning. Freedom has come to my life. I don't care how things look. I don't care how things feel. I don't care what nobody else say. I know I am. I know I got to come out of every situation that's not giving me joy. I got power on the inside of me. Even though I messed up, God still loves me. All I gotta be is not stupid enough to keep messing up and repent and ask Him to forgive me and walk by faith and not by sight and not by flesh. Oh yeah, you gotta be holy now. I said you gotta be holy. You can't be a whore and holy too. Well, I'm going to preach up in here. Jesus knew one of the most important lessons that he could teach his disciples was to understand what Leroy is teaching up here this morning. They didn't know. Most of the church does not know. They know the scriptures. I'm the tail, I'm the head, not the tail. But they don't really know the significance of that anointing that is abiding in them. Sit down, let me read this last verse here. I feel an anointing, huh? Anybody else feel anointed? Anybody else feel promotion? Huh? I hope nobody in you sitting at the same level. You got to be at you at an apostolic level now, baby. You're at a prophetic level. You're not just going to pray, you're going to prophesy. You're not going to pray about anything. Some things you're just going to say it. I'm not going to pray now. I'm going to say it. Whether you know it or not, your life shifts this morning. In the spirit, I feel an anointing. I feel the presence of God. There's some things you've tried to do. Go back again. Look what I'm saying. There's some things you've tried to do and it told you no. Go back again. Go back with the revelation that I am. You can't tell me no. You can't turn me down. I made you. Body, you heal. Because I am healing. Long life, you belong to me. And long life is not no 85. It's 120. But if you're going to live, I got to get back, Lord. If you're going to live a long life, you can't be so stupid. S-O-U-L. Soul telling you what you like to put in your body. Your soul don't want to walk 5 feet. Just sit down, watch television, and pray. You better pray and walk. How many ready to go to the 120? I see you, baby. I see you. And the church has not taught us this. But it's possible. Now I'm reading, I'll be reading about prophets. And they be getting all this healing and all these people delivered. And their life all messed up. I shut the book. I ain't reading about no defeat. I'm reading about victory. Thanks be to God who give us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Point at somebody and tell them, you got the victory, baby. You mean to tell me somebody in here didn't point at nobody and told them what I said? You mean to tell me you disobeyed me? Now, I'm going to give you one more chance. Because you're not supreme up in here. You got to follow order. That's the only way I'm going to get a victory. Now point at somebody and tell them you got the victory. Now somebody shout up in here. Shout about the victory. Shout because you got 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 the victory. I want you, the Lord saying this to you, I want you to leave here living an I am lifestyle. I'm out of debt. I'm out of sickness and disease. Oh, Lord, I got 5 minutes left. Yesterday was supposed to be Independence Day, right? Right? All right, I'm going to give you an independent. I forgot the name of the book. I was reading one of my, I got thousands of books that I was reading, and the Holy Spirit told me when to pick one up. And I read a way to stay happy. Look how quiet y'all got. No matter what you're going on, stay happy. And it was pointed out to me that throughout a day, a daytime, a lot of situation and a lot of thoughts comes up to ruin your day. So he told me to watch. The Lord told me to watch that day. I prayed about an hour and 25 minutes in tongue. He said, now I want you to watch today. And he says, I want you to declare that I'm going to have a happy day. I said, all right. But I said, I want you to watch. I said, I'm going to have a happy day. Before 12:30 that day, 11 things had come that I had to correct instantly to keep from ruining my day. Do I have any identity up in here? I'm telling you a secret now. When it come up, a person might come up. You might start thinking about, what can I do about this? But just leave it alone. Go on and enjoy yourself. How many messed up days have you lived by letting something from the outside come in on you? I don't like the way she drives. Look, she got a black shoe on one foot and a white shoe on the other. What the hell? What they got to do with you? Let the woman wear what she won't wear. Just make sure your shoe's right. You call somebody up. You know what I saw just now, God? Messing your day up. Y'all have no idea how powerful this is I just shared with you. I enjoyed myself so much yesterday. I had 11 things, and it ended up being 15 things that came to try to rob me. But I was at the door every time they come and said, hello, you can't come in. Now, how many, be honest with you, how you did get messed up? Through other people. Y'all just want to talk to me, because I'm not a Sunday school boy. I'm not 14, you know. Y'all talk to me. I know about life. And just now, the Lord just changed your life. Watch everything. Stop judging people. Most of the time, you don't know what you're talking about. You don't know what that person's going through. You're just running your mouth. Oh, I got over there. Boy, I believe the police up in here. See today? I'm going to enjoy my day. The whole day. I don't care what nobody say. I don't care what they do. I'm going to guard Leroy. I'm happy. I'm free. I'm blessed. Most of your sorrow and worry come from other people. You follow what I'm saying, sir? Huh? Go on, live your life, man. Woman, go on, live your life. Help everybody you can help. But don't hurt yourself. Y'all hear what I'm saying? All day long, somebody come along with some. Just let it go. Handle your business, baby. Walk by. And not by sight. Come on. Huh? Hell of your business, baby. I receive your seed, sir. That's $1,000 check. I receive your seed. Anybody got help? Should I tell you I didn't get to my first note? I said that shit. I didn't get to my first note. I didn't read. I am is your spiritual identity. Come on, give me 5 minutes. Sit down. Once understood, it will release miracle signs and wonders at all times. You hear me? I am is your spiritual identity. Once understood, it will release miracles, signs, and wonders at all times. Most Christians are unaware of the mysteries and power of their I am identity. That's powerful, boy. Somebody tell me that's powerful. Come on, you see, most Christians are unaware of the mysteries and power of their I am identity. By trying, get y'all prayers, get up here. By trying to operate in the history of Christianity, listen very carefully, in the history of Christianity, what Abraham did, what Moses did, what you gonna do? Moses and Abraham were showing you can do it. By trying to operate in the history of Christianity, new doors is plural, are waiting for you to step in and take control of every situation. Step in into your I am identity and watch your life flow like never before. Watch this now. In your I am identity, are you listening?
Yes, sir.
You will always be in contact with the supernatural. The I am identity flowing in your life will put you in contact with the plans of God and the power to walk in them. I'll sing something. Stop singing. I'm through. Sing.